This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is Thursday, and that means we have reached the time for Tyler's Turds List.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
We're just not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That is right. As I said earlier, no 6'10 team members showing up on the podium of turds this week on Tyler's Turds of the Week. Yeah, maybe next week. You never know. But that being said, some great candidates. It was an easy podium to put together for Tyler's Turds of the Week this week. And I'm going to start in the AL West.
Huh? Easy, huh?
Yeah. So simple. I'm going to start in the AL West, not with anything to do with our Stros, of course. They've been kind of killing it, heating up here as of late. But you love to see it. Old Faithful, the Los Angeles Angels. If you remember the start of this 2025 baseball season, the Angels had captivated the baseball world. We talked about it on this show. They were the hottest team to start the Major League Baseball season. The Angels captivated crowds around the country as this baseball season got started. Oh, they were so hot. I don't think they lost any of their first three or four series. They were slugging like crazy. Mike Trout was doing well. Oh, and he was healthy because, side note, yesterday, Mike Trout left the game.
What'd he do?
He left the Angels-Mariners game with knee soreness. And as I tell y'all, never root for a guy's injury, especially a guy like him. He does seem like a good dude, but these things are just going to happen every baseball season. And one day y'all will hear me out on it. The Angels are, again, where you typically find them, in the basement of the AL West now, yeah. Dead last after that hot start. They are 12-17, dead freaking last. They are 2-8 in their last 10, and Mike Trout left yesterday's game with a apparent soreness in his knee. It's just Old Faithful, and that's why it's the bronze medal for Turds of the Week. How do you feel about it?
Is it the Angels, or is it specifically Mike Trout?
Oh, he is an Angel, so it's the Angels.
Okay.
It's the whole squad.
It's the Angels with the sprinkling of Mike Trout.
Yeah, I mean, he's an Angel.
That is an odd deal, man, that they just can't get it going.
Mm-mm.
They haven't solved the pitching stuff either. But, I for one on this show, I hope he is okay. I hope this is not a...
I don't feel one way or the other. I'm not saying, like, I hope he's out for the season. Oh, this is freaking awesome. But it's going to happen. It's automatic.
I'll be honest. I think there is 2% of you that...
Well, yeah, I'm an Astros fan. I mean, he is really good when he's healthy. So anything to help the Stros, you know?
Mike Trout and, the pitcher for the Rangers that has the arm problems. the starter they got from the Mets.
Oh, my God.
There was a damn near celebration that you had with him.
Who is this? Not Nathan Eovaldi.
I have lost his
real high strung.
I could see his face for some reason. What's I just cannot name? Draw his name.
I don't know why right I want to say DeGrom.
Yeah, Jacob. Jacob
it's
DeGrom.
Him?
Oh, yeah, it was Jacob DeGrom when they brought him back and he got hurt for the year and Tyler belted out that laugh.
A little belly laugh.
I was like, good God almighty. All right, there it is.
Speaking of the Rangers.
Speaking of the Rangers,
yeah,
I'm ready for you.
Look at that transition. So your bronze medal to those suck-ass Angels. Get well soon, Mike Trout. Silver medal time. Staying in the AL West. One of the squads, really, that was an inspiration for this very segment, the Turds of the Week. That squad up in Arlington. Once again, you love to see it. If you missed it, I believe this was either over the weekend or the very end of last week. This is how the Arlington junk grabbers, as PC would say, the Texas Rangers, how they decided to lose a game in walk-off fashion to the Giants.
Ramos is 1-for-2. Taps this one to third. And he throws it down the right field line. Ramos is on the move. And he is going to stop. No, now he's going to go to third. Here's the throw. It gets by him. Here comes Ramos. This game. Tell me you've seen that one before.
Well, not since my oldest son was 10 years old.
Speaking of that,
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I was just thinking that happened in Nicholas's baseball game the other day. Shout out to Jace Anderson, who got him inside the park on a couple of overthrows.
Which brings me to my point this week's Silver Turd medal, the Texas Rangers. A little league-ass home run from the Giants to walk it off against the Rangers. Freaking beautiful. These bunk-ass Rangers, they're just going to keep doing what they do year in and year out, making stupid-ass mistakes where I can put them on this podium because they inspired this list. I feel they deserve it. Yep. So the Rangers are your silver medal this week.
There's several people that maybe wanted to meet at the lines there as we're coming in to end that game. Like, what happened there? How we got to meet at the lines there? Were there two outs? I just want to know how many outs there were.
I don't know.
When this happened, where they just said, let's just fire it all around the ballpark. All right, what's the gold medal? And I know you got the trophy right there.
Yes, gold medal time. We'll get out of the AL West for this one. As we all know, the Rockets took care of business yesterday. They are going to a Game 6, staying alive for 2025 against the Warriors right now in the playoffs, these young Rockets. Gold medal this week. Once again, an inspiration to the segment. It's going to the Golden State Warriors. It's going to Steph Curry. It's going to Draymond in particular, those two guys. Because if you missed it, Game 4, those two gentlemen got a couple of technical fouls. Once again, more evidence, as I tell y'all, that Steph Curry is the biggest fake good guy we've ever seen in sports. Chew away on that mouthpiece, son of a bitch.
Curry at the free throw line.
After review during the altercation, three technical fouls have been assessed. A technical foul on Curry for taunting Brooks.
then during the dead ball action. As well as Green during the same dead ball action.
This doesn't make any sense.
Where Green picked up a technical foul. And nothing on Post and nothing on Jabari Smith. Here's the foul on Draymond Green. Is that what they're giving Draymond Green a technical foul for?
And as you heard Reggie Miller and his... God, that guy's ugly. You just heard Reggie Miller there. He's going to get a little mention for this gold medal, too, because I did not understand his apologistic tour for the turd known as Draymond Green. So Draymond, Steph, getting the text, acting, of course, like their minds are blown. They can't believe it. Steph Curry runs into the damn tunnel towards the locker room in middle of the quarter after getting teed up right there. Oh, but he's such a good guy. Such a good guy. Just had to go probably get, use the restroom real quick, Steph did.
To be as objective as possible, he is a good guy. And I'll be honest with you. Steph deserved the tech. It was sneaky. I didn't see him.
All his Turkish behavior is sneaky. That's my point.
You got two fouls in Dylan's face. And then Dylan, of course, needed to take the ball from him at that time. Draymond has probably earned a lot of technicals that he should not have gotten, or that he should have gotten, that he didn't get.
I think that's probably fair.
When I watch that, I don't know why he got a tech in that exchange, but he probably deserved it for something earlier, and he probably should have got ejected for what he did later on with Eason. So
yeah,
it evens out. But that was one where I can understand Draymond lost his mind. By the way, I got an honorable mention in real quick.
Yeah, I just want to wrap that one up by saying, your gold medal was earned, Steph, Dre, and as I said, Reggie Miller. Cannot emphasize that enough. Stop apologizing for a turd like Draymond Green. That's your turds of the week. And yes, I want to hear some honorable mentions.
The crazy thing is, in San Francisco, they're saying the same thing about Reggie with Dylan Brooks. They're saying he's. I saw them. They had a topic.
He's
a turd. Is Dylan Brooks the most hated guy to the Warriors? It was a topic they had in their local station.
I would love to hear any audio of him giving love to Dylan Brooks like he was freaking chapping the ass of Draymond Green the other night.
Honorable mention, ESPN and NFL Network's draft coverage. Honorable mention to the turd list. Listen, I know Shadur was a huge story, but I think they did a real disservice to all of the other players that were drafted, especially around him and around the time. Those guys just their names just ran across the screen. Like they didn't even acknowledge some of those guys. I mean, it was like 8-9 picks in a row. They just didn't even show the guy, break down the film. So listen, I understand it was a huge story, but I think they earn a spot, at least in the honorable mention of Tyler's turd list, for just not even really giving those other guys a moment. So, what you got coming up at the
floor? Well, I got to give out an apology. I've been a little harsh on one of these fellas, and I don't do this often, but I've got to make sure I hit that before the day comes and goes. And there's a trend in the NBA that Ron, I got to know if this is real or not. It turns me on a bit, but I got to know if it's real or not. I'll tell you what that is, and we'll discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.